And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Cincinnati has a new interim city manager and has for most of the summer, Paula Boggs-Muthing. She's been city solicitor since 2014 and stepped into the new role vacated by Patrick Duhaney back in June. Muthing took the helm as the city was facing one of the largest budget deficits in its history brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic, while also addressing calls for police reform amid nationwide protest and more recently, an increase in murders here in Cincinnati. So joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss her new role and her vision is interim city manager Paula Boggs-Muthing. Paula, welcome to our program.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you. I mean, that's quite a laundry list of major issues to be facing, particularly as one is stepping into the most important administrative role at City Hall. Can you just talk a little bit about how you're doing right now?
Well, thanks for asking. It certainly is a challenging time. I think it was very helpful to me to be involved at the leadership level in the administration since 2014. So I had some history here, understood how a lot of things operated already. So the learning curve was not quite as steep as it would have been perhaps for someone, coming into the city for the first time. I mean, that being said, of course, all of these things are a first time for all of us. The pandemic, and then many of the things that have resulted from the pandemic, including the financial situation and the violence that we've seen increase across the country, really. The police community relations issues are not new, although I think the combination of those things has really added to our challenge. But we have some really great people here, and I feel like we have the right team in place to get us through this crisis.
Well, I want to note, Paula, that you probably could have been a guest in our previous segment where we were talking about the political spectrum, because I understand that you have undergraduate degrees in journalism and political science from the University of Kentucky before you earned your law degree here in Cincinnati. And I also want to note that Mayor Cranley said at the time when you were elevated to this interim position as city manager, quote, "When I first got to know Paula, it was clear that she was going to take this city by storm. That storm was going to be about social justice and improving the lives of those marginalized and discriminated against historically and helping the city, community, and country live up to ideals of equal opportunity." Can you tell us a little bit about your background that would have led the mayor to say such things about you?
It's a very nice thing for him to have said, and I appreciate it very much. And when I went to the University of Cincinnati Law School, I was a human rights fellow, and I was interested in that side of things because I think just growing up in Kentucky, in and around impoverished people, my family is from Harlan County, Kentucky, and understanding that, there's a whole spectrum of justice issues that we struggle with as a country and in the world, it really motivated me to want to be part of a solution to those larger problems. And as a human rights fellow, I was able to work on a number of interesting things. I clerked for a summer at the law firm of Loffman and Gerhardstein, which is now Gerhardstein and Branch, and worked on prison reform issues. And actually, I worked a little bit on the collaborative refresh at that time. That was 2002, the summer of 2002. So things were well underway. And I felt really inspired by the work that that firm was doing locally and that so many people kind of associated with the Human Rights Institute at the University of Cincinnati were working on globally. It made me want to devote my life to making the world a better place for people, regardless of, race and religion and demographic status.
And we're talking with Paula Boggs-Muthing, interim city manager at the City of Cincinnati. And so, Paula, based on that experience, you're in a role now where there's so much conversation nationally, also, of course, here locally, about the role of policing, the needs to address systemic racism in all communities. There's a lot of reflection going on by individuals of all types about their own roles in this and ways they can help. How do you see this playing out?
I think we have an opportunity to, one, shine a light on the work that happened, you know, long before I came to the city, and to continue those productive conversations around the relationship between the police and the community, and I think the more difficult conversations about race, and to kind of build on the work that others have done to get us to a place where we can feel really good about how we're proceeding. And I think, you know, a lot of that has to do with economic justice, and we've made a lot of strides here in Cincinnati, and in particular on the economic justice side with the Croson study and the work that's been done around making sure that we are inclusive of kind of all types of businesses, small businesses, minority and women-owned businesses. I think that, you know, we have the collaborative agreement, which of course provides us with a number of different ways that the community can engage with the city, and in particular the CCA, is really a model of how to take a look at incidents and to help people feel like they're being heard, and to address things inside of the police department that, regardless of the many reforms that we have undertaken already, there's always improvement that can be made. And so I see Cincinnati as having a really great foundation for all of the work that needs to happen to take us, you know, to the next plane of reaching equality.
Cincinnati has seen significant renovation and rejuvenation over the past 20 years or so, particularly in its urban center. And I heard you just reference economic justice. And this pandemic came along, and just as it has in so many cities across the country, it's really hammered that local economy. What do you think we've learned about economic justice in the wake of this pandemic?
Well, I think many people are, you know, only a few paychecks from being in very dire circumstances. And I think, you know, that is really something that we may have known but had not focused on. I think that ensuring that we have an appropriate safety net for those individuals is some of the work that still needs to be done. And a lot of that work cannot be done at the local level. It has to be addressed by our state and national leaders. I think the other piece of what we're learning from the pandemic is just how important our community connections are, how critical they are really to stability, both economic and really emotional stability. And I do think that there has been such a disruption in the normal course of activity that it is up to the government, the local government, to provide some leadership about, you know, what is safe, what is appropriate, what is not safe, what is inappropriate. And if we can provide that framework within which people can kind of get back to work and get back to their lives, and kids can go back to school, we can start rebuilding some of that.
We're talking with Paula Boggs-Muthing, interim city manager at the City of Cincinnati, here on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Paula, earlier this summer, because of this pandemic, when we talk about the local economic impact, we were hearing some pretty dire warnings about the city's financial position after it had been relatively solid. I understand that a lot of that was addressed. Where do we stand now in the City Hall coffers?
Well, I don't know that things are great, but they're, you know, right now we're projecting an $8 million deficit, but that really is not, I mean, that's a very soft number because we don't know what the impact of the pandemic will be on income taxes. So we are working with UC, they are our income tax forecasters, to get some revised numbers. You know, we're going to be pretty conservative, I think, over the next several months, because this is all still brand new. We've only been dealing with it since March. So we want to make sure that the priorities that we have established continue to be funded. And so we will provide the mayor and council with those budget forecasts as we receive them. Of course, our priorities are public health and the COVID response and public safety and basic services. That's what we funded in the last budget, and I think that's where we will continue to be in terms of budget prioritization.
I would imagine, Paula, that one of the significant challenges of forecasting during a pandemic is that this is an ongoing situation. It's not a one-time natural disaster like a flood or something that might hit us for a while, and then we are able to plan for what things will look like after. I mean, we don't know when this is over. Can you talk a little bit about those challenges?
Well, you've outlined them very well. we don't know what we don't know, of course, and our budget is very income tax reliant, and so it's a little bit of an interesting time to be trying to forecast what dollars will come in when we don't know what the employment situation will be for people, how companies will respond. You know, that being said, I think we are fortunate here in Cincinnati that P&G and Kroger continue to be strong. And we have, you know, big employers that are doing well. So hopefully there's some balance there.
Well, you talked a little bit about the employers, and obviously one of the big disruptions for a lot of us is that we work from home. And do you think that there is the possibility that that will become a normal thing, and that a lot of that Class A office space that was all the rage for the past decade or so, that people couldn't build fast enough and fill up quickly, is that over?
I'm not sure that people will convert entirely to remote. I think what you've identified is certainly a concern, but there is just something so important about being together, something about being in the same room and having face-to-face conversations, being able to drop in on your colleagues, that I think certainly I have missed, and I think a lot of my colleagues here at City Hall have missed. And then there are some people who just can't do their work from home. And I think with the combination of that, we may see an increase in remote working, but I would be surprised if companies went entirely to remote.
How long do you expect to serve as interim city manager? Do you plan to be a candidate for the full-time position, regular position?
Well, one thing at a time, Michael. I will be here until the end of the mayor's term, and then we'll see.
And so they will keep it as interim throughout, I guess that's for most of next year?
Well, certainly I have committed to staying through the end of the mayor's term.
And Paula, before we let you go here in our last minute together, during that period of time, what would you list as a top priority area of focus?
Well, we are very committed to ensuring that public health and our health department is well-funded and well-staffed. And, you know, that has been illuminated, at least to me, in terms of this pandemic as something that's incredibly important, that we're incredibly lucky to have in Cincinnati. And I have always had a soft spot in my heart for vacant property and blighted property issues. And so, you know, we will still be working towards a housing court in Hamilton County. Those are a couple of the priorities that we have, of course, you know, continuing to provide opportunities for growth to companies and small and large will also be a top priority.
And we were told at the beginning of the summer that the Reds were shaping up to be really great this year. That has not proven to be true. And then we saw yesterday that the Bengals came up short in true Bengals fashion. Do you have any advice for Cincinnati sports fans?
Oh, keep hope alive, I suppose. I mean, you know, my kids are very, very big sports fans. They love the Reds. They love FC Cincinnati. They love Xavier basketball. And I often tell them, you know, as a University of Kentucky Wildcat basketball fan, my heart is very rarely broken in the same way.
that's nice shade and very true. Go Cats. Paula Boggs-Muthing is the interim city manager of the city of Cincinnati. Paula, thanks for coming on. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks very much.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. This theme music was composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.